Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're live in 3, 2.
You know I know how to make them stop and stare as I zone out. The club can't even handle me right now.
I'm going to have to disagree with that statement, Mr. Flo Rida, because I think the club's fully prepared for you. Okay, I know you might not think that, and I know that you might think that you're on a different level than everybody else, but at the end of the day, I don't think the club sees you walk in and they're like, oh, holy shit, oh my God, close the fucking doors. Jesus, this guy is, we can't handle more than him right now. Holy shit, wow. What a party animal named after the shittiest state in America. Seriously, though, you guys ever really think about when I was younger? And I, not when I was younger, when I was older is when I thought about it. Because earlier, you know, early on in your days, like I heard Lady Gaga and I was like, I don't know what that means, but she fucks. Okay, that's all I need to know, and that's all that really matters. But when I heard Flo Rida, I didn't actually put it together that it was, you know, spelt exactly like Florida until I was about 15 years old. But that's embarrassing and not important. But the second thing that I wanted to say here was that Flo Rida, did he not fucking, how long did, I want to know how long he brainstormed. Clearly not more than 3 seconds, because there's no fucking way that he talked to all of his friends and was like, hey, dude, does Flo Rida sound sick? Because they would all be like, no, dude, that is the corniest shit I've ever heard in my life. Please do not make that your rap name, because I will not be your friend anymore. But unfortunately, I don't think he asked anybody, and he just went away. He just went off and did it, and now we're stuck with Mr. Flo Rida. Now, I know he made an unbelievable career for himself. Okay, clearly, he's had multiple bangers. There was actually one song. What was that? Like Take the House Down. I don't even know. All I know is it was a March Madness song, I think in like 2015 or 2016, and every time I used to run to it on every one of my runs, I used to just put it on repeat. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud to say that, but at the same time, it was a fantastic song at the time, but now every time I hear it, it makes me want to blow my fucking brains out. Now, Flo Rida, I hate that he named himself that. I'm not really sure why he did, like we said before. Anyways, what I did want to say, though, was the whole club can't handle me right now. My favorite fucking shit ever. You would think, and if anybody came up to me and they asked me, they'd be like, Anthony, what's your favorite time of the year? My favorite time of the year is fucking when people post their friends on their story about what college they're going to. Listen, dude, this shit is so fucking funny. It's mainly, now, hear me out. It is mainly girls that do this. I haven't seen anybody else really do this, but it is mainly just girls that do this, and it's the funniest shit ever. And they put on their story, they're like, oh my God, Becky, Indiana is not ready for you. No, trust me, they are. They are fully fucking prepared. They have, I'm pretty sure, a basic white bitch has ran through that school actually every year, if you could believe it. Or better yet, I love, my favorite ones are when they're like, ASU can't handle you. No. ASU already has 400 of her. Okay, I'm pretty sure they're well equipped. They are well equipped to handle Becky. Okay, and also I love it too because they'll post on the story, they're like, they're not going to be able to handle you. It's like, you literally, Becky drinks 3 White Claws, jumps in a bush, and takes her shirt off. Okay, at the most, she's an inconvenience. At the very most, she's an inconvenience, and that's really it. At the most, she's an inconvenience, and other than that, they can pretty much handle her. Okay, all they're going to do is get annoyed. There's not going to be much around it. They can't handle you. Just fucking quit standing on top of tables when you're 2 White Claws deep. It's not smart. It's just not smart, okay? Cracking your skull open on the concrete is not quirky. It's head trauma, okay? It's fucking, you know what I'm saying? Getting thrown in an ambulance and getting carted away. It's like, oh, Becky's so quirky. It's like, I feel like she doesn't know how to handle her alcohol. I feel like, right? That would be the more, that's what you would think somebody would say, but unfortunately, they don't really say it too often. But I mean, yeah, dude. Sorry, I really need a drink. My throat is dry as fuck right now, dude. My throat needs some lube in the back of it right now. That is, oh my God. Sometimes I say things and I need to stop. What was I talking about? We were talking about Flo Rida. We were talking about, sorry, I got to go to my notes here, dude. I hope you guys are having a fantastic little day here. Also, oh my God. I also wanted to say, did you guys see that Bang Energy? Bang Energy is making a like vodka drink or like a seltzer or something like that. I'm not 100% sure because, you know, I wouldn't know. I'm only 19. I don't drink. But if I did drink, I would know that Bang Energy was making a seltzer. And can I just sit here? What's the slogan on the can? By the way, the only reason I transitioned to that was because we were just talking about Becky jumping into bushes with three bottles of fucking alcohol or whatever. Okay, that's how we got here. If you're confused, that's how we got here. Okay. Anyways, the thing that I wanted to say was, yeah, Bang Energy is making vodka. Not really sure what the fuck's going on there. If any of you have tried it or whatever, please DM me. I would love to know the effects. Or honestly, I feel like probably anyone who tries it is probably no longer with us, and that's very unfortunate because, dude, if anybody drinks a six-pack of that, if you drink a six-pack of the Bang seltzers, I feel like that's the quickest way to get put into cardiac arrest, right? Does that not feel like the quickest way to get put into cardiac arrest? I don't know what's right. Am I crazy? Am I crazy to think that? Because I feel like it is. I feel like it says on the side of the box, do not drink all 12 at once or you will fucking die. Literally, dude, your heart rate will probably be like 300. I mean, it doesn't feel safe. Jeez, man. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it has to be safe, but maybe it isn't safe at all. I'm not really sure. Give Becky one of those Bang vodkas and she'll fucking, whoo, she will do anything, dude. She will do anything. She might fucking get on a bike and drive it into a bush. Man, I don't know. Becky's a crazy one. You got to watch out for Becky, dude. You got to watch out for Becky, man. Anyways, guys, welcome to the podcast episode 11. Episode 11. Big 1-1. Lucky numbers, I think. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. If they are for you, that's amazing. If they aren't, then just forget what the episode number is. Just live your life and live your day. I'm happy you guys are here. I hope you're listening. Right now, you know, maybe sit back, relax, or stand, you know, or if you have to gym or something, or fucking walk around, or fucking keep having sex. Maybe people are having sex in this podcast. I don't know what you do. I would prefer that you didn't, quite honestly. I would prefer that you didn't have sex in this podcast, but I mean, you do you. I mean, you got, you know, fucking, you got free will, you know what I'm saying? But maybe don't, okay? Maybe to all of you having sex right now, keep it up. Good job. Keep going. Keep going. Here's to all my sex havers out there right now.
Woo! Yeah! Great job, man! Woo!
Yeah! Great angle. Love that. Yeah, that's good looks. No. Good for you. Yeah, no. Tag me in. I'm just... Dude, I really hope that nobody has sex in this podcast. But honestly, with the amount of listeners, I feel like it's rude for me to assume that at least there's not at least two people right now, or possibly a group of people. I don't know what kind of fans you guys are. I don't know if you're into multiple stuff at once. I don't know what you guys are into, and quite frankly, I don't want to know. Okay, so we're just gonna move on from that. Anyways, welcome to the podcast here. There's only three things given in this life: death, taxes, and the promise of an absolute giggle fest. On the Kickin' with Kaz podcast, if you want to stop listening right now, I would not be against that because Gigglefest, I did want to jump off my roof, but we're just going to keep going. We're just going to keep having fun because it's an absolute laugh factory here today. I wish I said that before instead of Gigglefest. That was very unfortunate, but hey, guys, super fun times. I don't even know what the fuck I wanted to talk about, dude. I don't even know what the fuck was... Oh, my God. What was I talking about? Anyways... Sorry, we're not cutting that. Everybody, it's fall. It is fall, at least in the North America, okay? I'm not really sure, right? Because I know I got Australian listeners. I got people from fucking all over, but Australia was just the first to come to mind. What in Australia, isn't that fucking... Isn't it when it's like... When it's cold in North America, right? It's like summer there and like vice versa. Is that right? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I'm not 100% sure, but all I need you to know is that it's fall here. It's fall where I'm at. So even if it's summer by you, just fucking pretend it's fall and just imagine that it's fall and the leaves are falling and everything's good and brown and fucking fantastic. Okay, listen, first of all, I'm a big fall guy. I'm an absolute, hold on, whore. Hold on. Wait.
Whore. Fucking whore.
I'm a whore for fall, dude. Whore, slut, fucking bend me over and call me Thanksgiving. Bend me over and stuff me like a turkey, bro. That's how much I love fall. That got graphic. Listen. Listen. Stuff me like stuffing, shove me up your turkey's ass, okay? I'm done. Listen to me right now. It's fall. I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling cool. I'm feeling nice. The other day, literally, dude, it's been dropping. The temps have been dropping. It's been like 65, 60s, dude. A little brisk outside, a little bit of breeze, left, right, right, left. Anytime you want to come around, dude. The first day that it was a little bit chilly outside, I actually saw this lady. It was the weirdest shit ever. This lady was crossing the street in front of me. She had an entire fucking branch in her hand that was the size of her. You know, like it clearly fell from the tree and she was carrying it on her shoulder. Any other day of the week, I would have sat there and I would have came on here and I would have made fun of that lady, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm not going to do that today because she's probably just as excited about fall as I am. And quite honestly, if I saw a branch fall that was as tall as me, I would bring it home as well. I would bring it home as well and I would hang it somewhere. I'd probably put it right here behind me. You hear me slapping the drywall? Everybody listening? I'm slapping the shit out of the drywall. I'd put it right behind my fucking head, dude. Lucky for me, though, I'd probably have, like, termites and then it'd bite into the drywall and then my house would fall down and collapse on top of me. So I'm not going to be doing that, but if I were to do that, then I would put it right here, okay? Nice little branchola on the old wall here, and everybody would feel great and we would love it. But yeah, fall's here. Next week, obviously, I'm going to talk about next week because it's not October yet. It's not October yet. I mean, you might be listening to this in October, but when this is being recorded and dropped, it is not yet October. When October drops, I'm going to try and get some Halloween pillows, some Halloween decorations, get it festive, get it feeling fun, get it feeling cool, and everybody's going to love it, and so that make the visuals better on the YouTube channel. But for everyone listening, you could just imagine that Halloween stuff here. This week, don't imagine it. Don't imagine it this week. Just imagine cool, collective, same vibes. But next week, imagine spooky, scary skeleton. Oh my God! I should get a fucking dude. I'm going to buy it off Amazon. I'm going to get a dude, just a fucking skeleton. He's going to sit on my lap. He's going to be my bitch for the entire episode. I'm just going to sit him on my lap, and I'm going to be like, what do you want for Christmas, little kid? Or fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to treat him like I'll be Santa Claus. Oh, and then for Christmas, I could put a Santa hat on him. Dude, this is already a fantastic idea. I'm so happy I just thought of this. I'm so happy that I just thought of this. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. I'm going to get a little skeleton. Maybe I'll get a baby skeleton as well. Ooh, that's... Oh, that is fucking weird, dude. No, never mind. That is... Wow. That is not... Wow. No. No. I take that back. That's... dead kids, guys. Woo! Welcome to the podcast. Well, maybe I'll get a mini skeleton. You mean a dead baby, Anthony? Yeah, that's what I meant. That's exactly what I meant. I did mean a dead child, okay? I'm sorry. We're not going to beat around the bush here. That's not what we do. That's not what we do. We don't beat around the bush, and we don't name ourselves Flo Rida. We just don't do it. Which, by the way, club can't handle me right now. One last joke on that. One last thing I got to say. Things that the club actually can't handle. Let's run through those really quick. Things that the club actually can't handle. Shooters. Shooters. You know what I'm saying? Shooters as in people with guns. I don't know if you guys have ever read anything before, but... you know, not exactly the best track record, when someone walks into somewhere with a gun, they usually do a lot of damage. Wow, this is dark. Okay, you know what, maybe we're not going to go through those, because they're just going to get darker. I'm going to be honest with you, they're just going to get darker. So we're actually going to move past that, and we're not even going to think about it, because we're done with it, and it's not important, and, and it's okay to just chill out and have a good time. I, first and foremost, dude, I have been feeling weird. I woke up feeling weird, and I'm really pissed about this. The reason I am pissed about this, about me feeling weird, normally I wake up, you know, whatever. Let me just break it down for you. Let me give you the whole story here. Let me give you the whole breakdown so you understand where I'm coming from. So essentially, I wake up, okay, like any other day. I wake up, open my eyes, and I was like, okay, I'm like, I feel weird. I feel foggy, right? Not sick, not the vid, fully vaxxed, fully waxed. Get a little bit TMI here, but it is what it is. Fully vaxxed, fully waxed. I wake up, and I'm like, all right, I feel weird. Not sick, like I said. Not really a cold. And I was like, maybe it's allergies, but it's fall. But it's fall. My allergies usually don't act up in the fall. I'm more of a spring guy. More of a spring allergy kind of guy. And I wake up and I'm like, this is fucking weird. Noon rolls around and I go on my phone, right? I just go on Twitter and I'm looking through Twitter. And what do you fucking know? Mercury's hitting the fucking Renegade. Listen, I don't normally believe that shit. I don't know. I'm not normally into this fucking astrology crap. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. Okay, I could be an Aquarius. I could be a Scorpius. There's going to be Scorpio. There's going to be no difference in my personality. Someone listening right now just fucking punched through the hood of their car out of rage of what I just said. And that's okay. Okay, everyone just take a deep breath because it's okay. Whatever you believe, that's awesome. But I never was really into astrology and I'm just letting you know that. But now I think I am. Okay, I think I am now because out of any fucking day that I would wake up and feel a little bit weird, it had to be the day that Mercury's decided to hit the Renegade, and it's going to be hitting the Renegade and the WAP and all the other dances until I think for the next couple weeks, dude, and I'm not really sure what to do, and I don't know what to do because now I got it in my head. Now Mercury has real estate in my head. Mercury has a small, honestly, Mercury has an entire Marriott hotel inside of my fucking head right now. That's how much real estate it's got going on. It's got a Marriott. It's got an Airbnb. It's got a bed and breakfast. It's got the works going on upstairs. Honestly, all of Disneyland might as well be running around my head right now. That's how much real estate Mercury has in my head while it's hitting the Renegade, dude. Mercury, I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't love it. Mercury's hitting the Renegade. The Renegade's making Charlie famous. It's the circle of life. That's just the circle of life. You know what I'm saying? Charlie gets famous from the Renegade. After she gets famous, she sends Mercury back into retrograde or the Renegade or whatever the fuck it's called. You know what I'm saying? Just the circle of life, baby. The circle of life. I don't really know it. I don't know what the words are saying. I'm not even sure if they're saying words. But I fucking love The Lion King. I just needed to throw that out there. What a fantastic movie. If I ever met anybody that was like, I'm not really a big fan of The Lion King, I would like legitimately kick them directly in the gonads. And if they didn't have gonads, I would just kick in that area and see what happens. I would just kick in that area and see what happens. It is what it is. Because if you don't like The Lion King, I can't be friends with you. How can you not like a classic? I hate people that were like, anybody who didn't grow up on Disney, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry to say this to you, but I simply can't. I can't interact with you ever. We can't be friends. We can't talk to each other, and we just can't have a one-on-one conversation because if you did not grow up on any form of Disney, if you did not watch Disney Channel once as a child, if you did not see one Disney movie as a child, I'm going to have to excommunicate you from whatever the fuck I need to excommunicate you from. Isn't that a dangerous? That's a dangerous little word, excommunicate. It sounds a little bit more than what it is. You know, like they'd be like, oh, excommunicating from the church. You know, like you'll hear that on the news, be like, oh, this priest got excommunicated. And it's like, oh, why? It's like, oh, he was stealing money. It's like, oh, no, I think he was actually touching the kids, but you don't want to say that on live television. Oh, my God, Anthony, you can't say that. I don't care. I'm going to say what I want, and I'm going to say where I want it and how I want it. Today is something. We're doing something today. It's feeling kind of crazy. One thing I wanted to bring up, too, speaking of the Renegade, that's on TikTok. What did TikTok do? Deleted my account for a third time. What did I do? What did I do? Why? Dude, they seriously, TikTok's praying. They are on their knees praying to Mercury on my downfall, okay? Seriously, dude. Seriously. How are they going to keep doing this to me? Every fucking time. If you're new here, my account's been deleted twice before. That's why I said the third time. This time around, you know what's worse about it? I didn't even post anything. I didn't even post a damn video. I've been being a good little lad the past couple weeks. I haven't gotten banned. No videos taken down. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then I just get home on Sunday from a nice family dinner. Okay, because it was my sister's birthday. We went out to a nice little family dinner. All right. Maybe go wish Nikki a happy belated. If you want to. But anyways, we go out to dinner. I come home and I'm like, I'm going to go on TikTok. I'm going to scroll through my FYP, BB. And I did try to do just that. I open the app and it goes, hey, bud, you're logged out. And I go, oh, shit, somebody stole my password. Because that's the only logical thing that I could have thought of in that moment. Because I didn't post a video. And then I go to look and it says, actually, as a matter of fact, your account has since been terminated.
Dude, what do you mean, bro? What do you mean, dude? Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your fucking mind? TikTok, fuck you. Why does my laptop shut off? I'm sorry.
I'm having a lot going on. I literally set my laptop to not turn off for an hour so that the audio wouldn't get choppy or whatever. Because normally when I have to look at it, like the screen shuts off after 20 minutes to save battery. That's how my laptop works. And I set it
so that it shouldn't fucking shut off. But it decided to just shut off. So now I got to spend 45 minutes trying to connect the fucking audio, dude.
That's the most annoying thing, honestly, about the podcast. You would think it's really simple because the camera or whatever, but the camera is not connected to the laptop because I'm not that tech savvy, okay, to connect the fucking camera to the laptop, to the microphone, to the audio interface, to fucking, that's a lot of cables that I don't have, nor do I trust myself to do that. So I normally just record it through the camera. I know you don't give a fuck about this, but I'm telling you because I'm mad right now. I record it through the camera, and then I record separate audio through my laptop, and then I just match the audio. But when my fucking computer shuts off, it's off from the camera for the entire time, and then I got to sit here for 45 minutes and fucking connect the audio so that it doesn't look like my mouth is talking about another thing that's actually coming out of the volume hall.
Anyways, fuck TikTok, fuck taxes, and fuck Bang Energy. I don't care, dude. I'm not even trying to get a sponsorship with them. I don't even want one. Fuck Bang Energy. Can I say that? I'm saying it. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them.
God, dude. Watch. Watch this. In about in a year, I'm going to get a fucking $1 million contract from Bang. And then they're going to be like, just, you know, pretty much all you're going to have to do is sign. But one last thing, we just got to ask, have you ever said anything negative about us anywhere? And I'm going to have to be like, no, never. I've never, no, nothing comes to mind, honestly. And then they're going to find this clip. And then I'm going to lose $1 million from that contract. No, I wouldn't even sign with Bang. I'd tell them, fucking, how about you go bang your head in a fucking wall? Stupid. That was a terrible comeback. But you get what I'm saying? I don't know what I was talking about. We're like 20 minutes in. I don't even know what happened. This entire podcast has just been a big old blur to my fucking brain. I don't even know what happened. I literally don't even know what happened. Do you know what happened? I'm sure you did because you've been listening, but I really haven't been listening to myself and what's been coming out of my mouth. Oh, right. Yeah. TikTok deleted my account. That's what we were talking about. Also, what else did I want to say? I want to say something about the doctor because I want to keep you guys updated. We told last episode, I told you I'm not shitting blood anymore. Big ups. Shit, dude, I'm sorry. I keep burping left and right here. Big ups. I'm not shitting blood anymore. Okay? Super, super dope. Second thing, though, went to the doc. I get my blood pressure, right? It was just like a normal thing. They take your blood pressure when you go to the doctor. I get the BP taken. They take the BP. They look at me, and they're like, hey, bud, it's a little high. I'm like, okay. The fuck does that mean? Is that a problem? Because it sounds like one. And they go, well, I wouldn't be too worried about it. I feel like you're probably gonna be fine. All right, probably is not what I like to hear from a medical professional, but okay. And they go, you're probably gonna be all right. I wouldn't really worry about it. But if it doesn't go down, then probably come back in about a week or two. Listen, I looked up, right? I don't know if you guys know this. When blood pressure goes high, okay, I made the mistake of looking up on Google what happens if your blood pressure goes too high, and it's not good. Stroke actually is what would happen. Stroke, because blood goes, it goes popping. And I'm not talking about bubble wrap. I'm talking about blood popping in the blood vessels. And then Kaz wouldn't wake up. Probably not. I mean, we don't really know. I don't really know what happens in a stroke. Don't really know if that's like a survivable thing. I feel like it is, but we would prefer not to have one. Okay. So I was like, hey doc, how do I get it down? Well, they go, first things first, you got to exercise. I go, okay, I fucking work out 6 days a week, so that's definitely not it. They go, all right, you got to make sure that you're in shape. I can't even really lose more weight if I wanted to, because then it would actually become dangerous how low my weight was. And they're like, okay, then that's not it either. And then they go, and then, I forget what the last thing was. It was like, and then they said, the only other thing could be that you're drinking a lot of alcohol. I'm not even in college right now. What do you think? I fucking sit in my room and throw back fifths of vodka? No, bro. I got shit to do. I can't fucking edit on a bottle of vodka. Maybe I could, honestly. I'm not, let's not, okay? Let's not actually push that to the side, because maybe I could. Maybe I have that in me. That would, I would be impressed with myself if I could, but we're not going to try that because that is illegal in the United States. If this podcast was based in Canada, we'd be having a very different conversation right now, but instead we're not. Alcohol is bad. Don't do it, kids. Wait till you're 21. Anyways, yeah, I don't know what was going on. Doctor was like, yeah, you got high BP. Anyways, BP has been high as shit. I've been trying to get it down. I don't even know how to fucking get it down because I work out already. I'm not like, you know, severely out of shape. I'm not out of shape at all. I'm in shape, if anything. I'm in shape. And I don't drink. And then she goes, the last thing it could be is stress. And I'm like, oh, well, that's that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. So I think I'm just severely stressed. BP's through the fucking ceiling, dude. And the craziest thing about it, too, though, is that, like, she was like, maybe you're just stressed, but my heart rate was 58, dude, which I don't know if you know this. Anything below 60 means that you're an Olympic-level athlete. I'm pretty sure that I just made that up, and I'm going to stick with it. So basically, I'm an Olympic athlete, and for some reason, my blood pressure's high, and I'm not sure why. We're going to pray that it goes down, and I don't have to get on medication. Also, the only other thing that it could be, the only other thing that it could be is actually, apparently, I found out on my dad's side, it runs in the family, like, genetically, that it's possible that, like, to have higher blood pressure or whatever. So it could mean, and I asked the doctor and I looked up on Google, that I could have a very, very, very rare case where the genetics or whatever of high blood pressure just started on me at an extremely young age and I can't do anything to change that. And how fucking unfortunate would that be, right? It's like I do everything right. I fucking eat right. I exercise, yet I still get fucking a dick in my ass. You know what I'm saying? I still get a dick in my ass regardless. Doesn't that suck? I feel like that sucks, dude. It hasn't really gone down much. The doctor keeps saying, oh, it's going down a little bit. Dude, I want it to be regular. I want it to be where it's at, okay? I'm like, look at, you know, you would think it's like, oh, I exercise, I eat healthy. I don't fucking do a bunch of fucking drugs and alcohol and shit. And I'm like, isn't that, you know, you would think that's the deal. Like, that's the trade-off, right? You do good shit for your health, you get good health. Not you do good shit for your health, and then you get a fucking massive dick in your ass. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel right now. I feel like somebody bent me over and shoved a dick up my ass. I hope most of you listening are, like, above the age of 12. This is probably not appropriate for anyone under that. I don't know. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are having a good day. Everyone's doing good, man. I'm having a good time. This is fun, man. This is really fun. I think I talked about dicks up my ass for the last 5 minutes. So maybe let's hit a quick segue here. Oh, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube and you see this shirt that I'm wearing, it's my merch. So if you want to go grab some merch, it's in the link in my Instagram bio, AnthonyCuz_. Okay, so if any of you want to go grab some shit, then definitely go grab some shit. There was two more things that I want to talk about before we get into current events. But anyways, I don't know if you guys have been seeing this. There's this one thing I want to talk about. It's on TikTok. I've been seeing it all over TikTok. There's this new tattoo trend where there's tattoos that you could get that fade in a year. Okay? So basically the tattoos, what they do is it's the same amount of pain. Okay? The same amount of pain. Except, and then you pay double as much, and then it doesn't last forever. Is that, like, not the point of a tattoo? Like, I saw all these people in the comments. They're like, why would you ever get one? And it's like, oh, why would you ever get a tattoo that only lasts a year? And it's like, oh, because then it's, you know, it's, you don't have to commit to it being permanent forever. It's like, that's why I get the tattoo, so that it never goes away. That's like the fucking point of getting the tattoo, so that it doesn't fade. I don't like go in and I'm like, hey buddy, you got one that only lasts 5 years? I don't want to have these when I'm 80. Dude, I want to be tatted to the fucking bone when I'm 80. I want to be the sick ass grandpa where fucking my grandchildren are like, yo dude, my grandpa fucks. And I'm gonna be like, damn right bro, toss me a what's that shit called that makes your dick hard? Toss me a vibe. No. The fuck is that called, dude?
It's like if your dick's hard for 4 hours, go see a doctor. What is that stuff called? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Whatever it is, dude. Whatever the stuff is that makes your dick hard, I'm going to be like, yo, toss me one of those baddies. I'm just going to do it. When I'm older, I'm literally just going to take one of those. What are they called? I need to find out what they're called. Thing. What do I Google? Thing that makes your dick hard? Pill that makes dick hard. I mean, I don't want to do this. I don't want to type that in. What is it called, dude? Viagra! Son of a bitch! Dude, when I'm 80, bro, I'm going to be tatted to the bone, and I'm just gonna take Viagra just to take it. Like, I'm just going to walk around with a hard dick. Not even going to use it. I'm just going to walk around just with a hard dick. Like, that's right. I'm gonna be the old dude who gets naked in the locker room, except instead of just being naked, I'm just going to take a Viagra and walk around with a boner. Because why not? Because I could do what I want. What is someone going to say? Sir, can you not have a boner right now? Hey, I can't control that. All right? I can't control that. I'm 80 years old. And then when you're 80, you could say out of pocket shit, you know, because everyone's like, oh, they're going to kick the bucket soon. Isn't that funny? When, you know, like grandparents and stuff like that, or like even more like great grandparents, but like great grandparents, dude, they are like, you ever like have a conversation with them at a restaurant, you know, like a really great grandparent that's like, you know, they're pushing 100 and, you know, they got dementia, they're pushing 100. And then they just all of a sudden you're at breakfast and then they're just like, whoo. You see that shit on the news and you're like, oh, all right, this is going to get racist. Put him in the car. Fucking. You're like, all right, put him in the fucking car. They're going to start saying some racist shit. You know, and it's like, if they were like 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, you would be like, hey, fucking, you can't say, like, that's fucked up. Don't say that. But when they're like 95, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You really can't do much. You really can't. Okay, what are you going to say? Hey, you can't say that these days. They'll probably just call you a slur to your fucking face. They don't care. They literally don't care. Dude, you know what's... Oh, hold on. Let me down the rest of this energy drink real quick.
Woo! Hey, we want some pussy! Hey, we want some pussy!
I'm all over the place today. This podcast, I don't even know if it fucking makes sense, but it makes sense to me. And that's really all that matters. I feel like I'm going to have to do a lot of editing to cut this up so that it makes sense, because I don't even know if it really makes sense right now. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, just to wrap up on those tattoos, I know you're probably like, oh, I forgot we were talking about that. Yeah, so did I. Just to wrap up on the tattoos here, I mean, it is what it is, you know? I mean, don't get temporary 1-year tattoos. If you're going to get a tattoo, fucking commit. Fucking commit. And if you can't commit, then don't get one. That's what I'm saying. If you can't commit, just go get a henna, right? Because you're going to know whether you like it or not within the first week. And you're going to be like, I'm just going to get a henna, you know? I don't know. Also, last thing I want to say before current events. Sorry, one more thing here. You know, I saw this over the thing or whatever. Like, you know how people were like, oh, chivalry's dead or some shit like that. Which, by the way, first of all, I don't even really know what that is. Like, I heard chivalry and I thought it was like what you call a battle between two knights. I was like, oh, look at that chivalry over there. You know, like two knights. I mean, I've never seen two knights fighting before, but I would just, if I was in that moment, if I was in that certain scenario and I saw two knights fighting in the distance, I would be like, holy shit, look at that chivalry happening right now. But it means something more along the lines of like fucking treating your spouse with like utmost, like, I don't know, respect, taking care. I don't fucking know. Okay. But people will be like, oh, chivalry is dead. One of those things being, oh, like I saw some comments. Someone was like, people, no one ever throws their jacket over a puddle for their date anymore. First of all, that is the dumbest shit. Like the dumbest shit. Throwing my jacket over a puddle, dude. First of all, if I throw my jacket over said puddle and then you step on my jacket, the water's gonna go through. What are you fucking, dude? The jacket cannot hold more than a fucking pound. Okay, so you step on it and realistically the water's just gonna flow over my jacket. Your foot's going to be wet, and now I don't have a jacket. So who fucking won here? Who won? The puddle. The puddle won. How dumb is that? I always hated when I saw that in movies. They'd be like, oh, here, let me throw my jacket over the puddle. Walk around the puddle. What do you mean?
oh, can you throw your jacket down? Fucking step over the puddle. Just step over it. Oh, but I don't want to take that long of a step. Fucking go around, dude. Go around. And then if you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, well, what if everywhere's wet? If there's that much fucking water, don't wear open-toe shoes, okay? If there's that much fucking water, don't wear nice shoes. Put your fucking rain boots on. Think ahead. Okay, if I go on a date and they got open-toe shoes on, if they're rocking open-toe and there's a fucking tsunami outside, and then we walk out and they're like, I don't want to get my shoes wet. Not my fault you didn't look at the fucking weather. Fucking be proactive. Think before you go. Okay, if I go out somewhere and I don't look at the weather before and I'm wearing brand new shoes and it's pouring rain, that's on me. That's on me. That's my problem now. Okay, if those shoes are ruined, that's on me. I got to deal with that shit on my conscience. That's my own problem. I'm not going to be throwing my jacket over a fucking puddle. For what? For what? What are you going to do? You're going to step on it. Like I said, whole jacket's going to get soaked. Now we don't have a jacket and your shoes soaked and the puddle won. Whoever thought that was a good idea? Like, why would you do that? Why? Why? Okay? And the most logical thing, if you didn't want to get your shoes wet, fucking, I'll give you a piggyback ride. And now all our problems are solved. Okay? Because I know how to not step in a giant fucking pool of water. Okay? Because clearly you don't. What are you aiming for, the puddle? Go around it. Go around the puddle, you fucking idiot. I'm sorry. I just need to talk about that because I kept seeing that everywhere. Like, I don't know why I've been seeing it recently, but I just have been. And it's just, I don't like it, you know? Speaking of chivalry being dead, can I just let you guys listen to this fucking TikTok really quick? These TikToks, these people, there's like a certain group of people that have been making these types of TikToks or whatever. Hold on, I have it saved on my second TikTok account that I have to fucking use or whatever. Oh, fuck me. Oh, it's, damn it. Did I not like the video? I swear to God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Sorry. Just listen to this. Speaking of chivalry, listen to this.
If you my homie and you see me catch feelings again, please hit me in the head with a brick. Fuck is you talking about?
Fuck is you talking about, bro?
Sorry, I heard a TikTok just like that where someone said, fuck is you talking about? I don't want to, that wasn't my initial joke, okay? Someone else said that first, but I agree with them. Fuck is you talking about? Bro, if I catch feelings, hit me in the head with a brick.
Fucking no! No! Don't hit me in the head with a brick. Maybe be like, hey, bro, like, why would you, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Hit me in the head with a brick. Get the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. Hit me in the head with a brick. If any of my friends ever said that, I'm going to be like, dude, shut the fuck up. Hit me in the head with a brick. We went, this is, dude, our society has done a full 360, or not a 360, 180. 360 would be the same point. I knew that. Let's just move past that. A full 180. We used to be in, like, you know, the 20s. Actually, this is very funny. You know what I find very funny? Whenever people are like, oh, man, I wish I grew up in the 50s. No, you don't. I don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay? I mean, let's be honest here. Unless you were a straight white male in the 50s, life wasn't that good. I'm going to be honest. Okay? Everyone likes to beat around the bush. And they're like, oh, the 50s and, you know, the 40s. Oh, it looks so cool on film. Yeah, you know what they didn't show on film? Fucking every other husband in the suburbs coming home and beating their wife. I don't know, dude. Do you want to live there? I think you just like the aesthetic. Just say that. You'd be like, 50s aesthetic is cool. You did not want to live during the 50s. I promise you. I promise you. Okay? You know what the 50s didn't have a lot of? Rights. Not a lot of them. Not a lot of them. Like I was saying, just not, you know, fairness. Not really. Rights. Nope. Not a lot. They didn't have a lot. They didn't have a lot. You know, when people always look at like old photos and they're like, oh, I wish I grew up at the time during like you know, the same tide period as like the Great Gatsby. It's like, no, you didn't. No, you really don't say that. That's no, you, okay? No, it was very different back then. It was a very different time, you know? What the fuck were we talking about? How did I get here? How did we get here? Anthony, how did we get here? I never know how I got here. Oh, we were talking about throwing a jacket over a puddle. That was the time, too. You know what's funny? Their morals were all over the place at that time, too. Like during the 20s and 30s, 40s, 50s, that, you know, way back when. Everyone would be like, oh, treat your girl nice. Put your jacket over the puddle. Walk her into the car. But then at the same time, like they were like extremely racist and would hit women. And it's like, fucking, how are your morals so all over the place? It's almost like the mob or whatever. Like their morals are so wishy-washy, you know, like they'll kill people 6 days a week, but then Sunday rolls around and they're like, I am Catholic. I don't I am a good man today, okay? Wash away my sins. And it's like, I get it, you know, and the whole like Christian memo is like, Jesus will always forgive you. And it's like, if you kill people Monday through Saturday, and then you're like, Sunday rolls around, you're like, I'm sorry. Are you though? I don't know, man. I don't think so. By the way, the mob, this is not a shot at you guys. If any of you in the mob are listening, I'm sure you're great people. Don't kill me. And yeah, guys, that's really all I got to say on that. I think we're going to be moving forward here, hopping into something else, okay? And we're going to go to current events. The current event that I saw, Instagram Kids app. Yeah, that was something that they were Facebook was working on because obviously Facebook owns Instagram. Okay, just so you know. Instagram Kids app is being paused by Facebook due to criticism. I wonder why, dude. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like social media has a negative impact on mental health. Why not give it to a fucking 5-year-old? You know, that seems like a good idea. Like what? Like how did they think? Like why would they think that that's a good idea? Why would you think that that's a good idea, bro? Like these kids are going to be relying on likes and fucking shares at 5 years old. They're going to be like, oh my God, my picture of me in my diaper didn't get 30 likes. Like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy, dude. Like you can't be giving that type of shit to little kids. Just, it's not a good look. Some little kid's going to be like, and you know how little kids like, you know, will like say shit. They're like, you know, they'll just expose people. Like little kids, like if you ask a little kid, they'll be like, oh, how was your day yesterday? They'll be like, well, yesterday my dad left, but then mommy said he's not coming back. But I don't know, maybe he will, maybe he won't. And then my uncle's in prison, and it's like, oh, wow, okay, you got a lot to say, little one. I don't know, you are not supposed to be saying that shit. So I feel like if little kids had like those things, they'd like vlog on their like Instagram, be like, hey guys, what's up, or whatever, and they would just be, like, vlogging in their room, and then in the background, you hear, like, their parents going through their third divorce, and fucking, and they're just screaming, and the little kid posts the video, just totally unaware of what's going on in the background, and now the video will fucking go viral, and all of a sudden, you know, their home life is just put on blast because of this little kid vlogging or whatever. I don't know, man. It's definitely not a good idea. Hopefully, Instagram Kids never happens. Hold on, let me get a drink. But, yeah, hopefully it never happens because that sounds like a terrible idea. It doesn't sound like it's going to end well for really anybody. Second thing in current events here, R. Kelly is found guilty on all charges. If you didn't know what R. Kelly did, he did not do good things. But R. Kelly, one thing about R. Kelly, I guess you could say that he's going to be trying to keep things out of his ignition for a while. Might need to remix out of there. He's going to, looks like, I guess you could say he's going to be doing a lot of bump and grind in his prison cell. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely not going to be worried about the same girl every night because he's not going to have any of them. I just want you to know, too, I'm just reading off his song names, if you didn't catch on to the joke yet. I'm just reading off his song names. This wasn't even, I'm just clicking on random albums. Poetic Sex is something he's not going to be having for a while.
anything goes, is what he's going to be saying to his cellmate every Thursday night.
Let's make some noise, is what the cell unit is going to be saying every Friday night. A marching band is what it's going to sound like coming up from his cell every Saturday night. I'm literally just reading through a fucking album right now. Man, looks like fucking... Sounds like he didn't think he was ever going to get caught by the way he titled his fucking songs. Wake up, everybody, is what he's going to be saying at 6 a.m. every day when he's got to go to the chow hall. Dude, sex time? I mean, fucking make this harder, dude. I don't even need to skip songs. Keep searching is what he's... I'm not even going to finish that. I'm not even going to... Like, you could literally sit here. The jokes write themselves sometimes. Suffering is what he's going to be saying when he is 5 years in and he is never coming out of there. I tried is what he's going to say when... Okay, I'm not going to finish that joke either. Anyways, R. Kelly, yeah, fucking piece of shit's in prison. Sweet. I heard that it said that he's probably going to get life. Sick. Fucking. Yeah, dude. He's a scumbag. He deserves it. Maybe you should have thought about the way that you titled your songs, dude. There's so many fucking jokes in there. It's unreal.
It's unreal.
Dude. My throat's really dry. Maybe it is my allergies that are acting up. Because normally, you know, when the weather gets weird or whatever, it starts changing seasons. The allergies start having a fucking bonanza. And usually it hits me in the back of the throat area. I don't know, dude. R. Kelly, man. R. Kelly, yeah. Have fun in prison. Anyways, let's go on to questions with Kaz, like I said. Anyways, first and foremost here, if you're new here and you haven't heard it before, Kicking It With Kaz Instagram is where all the questions are posted every single week. So if you ever want to be involved in the questions and get involved in the podcast and shit like that, go to Kicking It With Kaz on Instagram. Follow the Instagram. Every week I post questions, like I said, and you can get involved. And it's a good time for everybody. And everybody loves it, and it's super, super cool and dope and fun. First question. I need a fucking drink again, dude. My throat is so dry. Hold on. Oh, my God. I almost just threw up. Sorry. What's weirder, bird or rat people as pets? Like, what's weirder, a bird owner or a rat person? Well, considering... I don't have a problem with bird people. If you own a bird, that's cool. That's super cool. My neighbor owned a macaw for a while. He used to just sit outside with it on his shoulder. I thought he was the coolest fucking guy ever. But then his bird died, which like sucks or whatever. Like macaws, though, that's like a big commitment, though. You know what I'm saying? That's like a huge, huge commitment to a bird because some of those birds live like 80, 90. Some of those birds are going to live longer than you. So you know what I'm saying? Like I could get a dog. That's about the most I could commit to is like 15 years, you know, which sounds crazy. But like, you know, as much as I loved my last dog or whatever, like you never know if you're gonna get a shit dog, and it would suck if you had that dog for 80 years and you just fucking hated it. You know what I'm saying? Like you wouldn't be able to get rid of it, and that's just like a shitty scenario. But we're not talking about dogs. We're talking about birds, and we're talking about rats and rodents. I mean, if you have a rat as a pet, I can't be your friend. Like I simply can't do it. Like if you like genuinely love your rat, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Like dude, they're nasty. They're gross, dude. There's a reason why there's rats on the street. Okay, there's a reason why New York has a rat problem, because nobody wants a fucking rat, dude. They scare the shit out of me. Okay, I don't like them. I don't like how they have a hairless tail. I'm going to be completely honest here. I know that's a little bit fucked up, and you're like, Anthony, it's not their fault. I don't care. I simply don't care. I don't like that they don't have hair there. It's fucking weird, and it bothers the shit out of me. Okay, if my dog didn't have hair on his tail, I'd get rid of him tomorrow. I know that's harsh, but that's how I feel. Okay, I wouldn't actually get rid of my dog, but honestly, maybe I would. Honestly, maybe I would. I don't know, but fucking, I hate if there's not hair on it, don't talk to me, don't come near me, I don't like it, I don't like it. Birds, I don't have a problem with it, besides the fact that they fucking squawk a lot, and they don't shut the fuck up. I also feel like birds might, like, expose me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might just walk around the house and, like, say weird shit all day. Like, I do that now. Like, I walk around the house and just be saying weird shit. I'll start singing weird shit, or, like, sometimes instead of, like, fuck me, I'll say, like, fuck my ass or something like that, you know? That's just what spills out of my mouth. I feel like my bird will just be like on my shoulder, or like I'll be having like a party and I'll be having people over, and then my bird's just in the corner. He's like, fuck my ass. And I'm like, fucking shut up. Shut up. Everyone's looking at me and I'm like, I'm not into that. I promise you guys, I'm totally, that is not the bird. I don't know. He must be listening to a lot of
somebody else's podcast. I'm not sure. I let him listen to NPR too much. Fucking, can you imagine a bird that like listened to NPR? That would be the most boring fucking bird ever. God, dude. Oh my God. You're just like in bed, and then like you just hear your bird. On tonight's news, we're talking about the chilling case. It's like, fucking shut up, you boring ass bird, dude. Fuck, if I got a bird, I would want one that, honestly, I don't know if I would want one that talked or didn't talk. I would honestly want one that didn't talk because of the fact that it would scare the shit out of me if I was just walking in my house. Like, I would never be able to get used to it. I would never be able to get used to the bird. I would just be walking around my house and the bird would just be like, hello? And I'd be like, who the fuck's robbing me, dude? Who is it? Fucking show yourself. And then I'd turn the corner and I'd be like, but damn it, it's the fucking macaw. Shit. I don't know who's weirder. Rap people are weirder. I know I kind of swayed away from the question there, but rap people are 1,000,000 times 10% weirder. I don't like what they do. I don't like their vibe, and I don't like that you have a rat as a pet. It's fucking weird. Stop it. Okay. And if you're listening to this podcast and you have a rat as a pet right now, and you're like, Anthony, you don't know him. I don't need to know him. I don't need to. Okay. As much as I like the movie Ratatouille, I can't get behind owning a rat. I don't like it. If you were a girl, how big would your boobs be? In all caps, by the way. Really aggressive question with 3 question marks. All caps, 3 question marks. This is really, I feel like you're shouting. I feel like you're yelling, and I would prefer if you lowered your level of voicage right now because I feel like I'm being screamed at. This is, okay, let me read it actually, how it's written here. If you were a girl, how big would your boobs be? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Answer the question. That's how that's written. How big would my boobies be? I feel like I give off severe A cup energy. I feel like I would have small titties. And I feel like that's really not the answer that most people would say. I feel like if you ask any other guy that question, they'd be like, oh, dude, I'd have double D's. I wouldn't. I have strong A cup energy. I don't know what that says about me. I don't know if that's saying that I also have small dick energy because I don't believe that I have small dick energy. I feel like I have adequate dick energy. If anything, okay? I don't know if, you know, I know big dick energy, it's like a vibe to it. Who has big dick energy? Jack Harlow does. Jack Harlow's got massive dick. Jack Harlow has beanstalk in my pants energy, and that's dope. I don't really know. I feel like you can't look yourself in the mirror and decide whether or not you have big dick energy, you know? Because big dick energy, it's all about confidence. And I don't know if big dick energy and big tit energy are the same thing, you know? I don't know if they are. Are they? Are they similar? Are they not similar? You guys tell me. You guys tell me in the comments on YouTube. If you're listening right now, is big dick energy and big tit energy kind of have the same levels to it, or are they different? I want to say that they're different because I feel like little tits or big tits, I don't know. I don't know about the energy. You know, it's different. But big dick energy, little dick energy, that's a thing for sure. That's a thing for sure. I definitely don't have little dick energy. I just don't. I'm not, you know, I don't shy away from directly making fun of people, as you guys know. I don't know. I like to think I have BDE, but that's not my place to say. That's not my place to say. At the very least, I have, yeah, that's pretty solid dick energy. Yeah, that was good. That was accepted. You know, I feel like I'm knocking myself right now. I'm not trying to, but it's not my place to say whether or not I got BDE. You know? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. You know what someone asked me once? I got a comment once in a video. And they were like, yo, is he packing? And I was like, I don't have a trip to go to. I'm not packing any bags. It took me about 5 minutes. It took me a good 5 minutes. And then I was like, oh, that is inappropriate. As if the rest of this podcast wasn't. Fucking, I would see those comments and I'm like, I'm not packing for a trip. I'm not sure. Anyways, yeah, I feel like I've small titty energy and I would A cups, B cups at the most. B cups at the absolute most, but other than that, no more. No more than that. Advice for lactose intolerant people. Become tolerant. I don't really know what else you want me to say. Lactose intolerant people, they're like the only ones that they don't acknowledge that they ever have like an allergy or whatever like that. Like someone will be they'll eat like an entire carton of ice cream. And then you'll be like, oh, I thought you were lactose intolerant. And they're like, no, I am. And they're like, and then you're like, so what happens now? And they're like, 30 minutes of pain is what's about to happen. It's like, what? Why would you do that to yourself? Like, if I was lactose intolerant, I don't think I would, like, ever eat ice cream again. Like, I dead ass don't think I would. Because I don't like when, you know, I don't like when I got tummy troubles like that. That's the one thing that's really, I don't know what it is about me. This is honestly a little bit, not personal, but you know what I'm saying? Just getting to know each other better. I would rather, like, I don't even know. I hate, the worst thing that I hate the most is, like, stomach. Like, when your stomach is in so much fucking pain that you can't even relax. I would rather somebody fucking punch me in the face and give me a concussion than have stomach pains for more than an hour. Like, that, dude, that is how much I hate the stomach pains. And that's why if I was lactose intolerant, or if I was intolerant to anything. I mean, I'm intolerant to a lot of things. I'm intolerant to stupid people. That's probably, you know, if I see one stupid, I interact with one idiot, one fucking moron for more than 20 minutes and I'm shitting for 30 minutes. I mean, it's just, that's just how it is. That's just how it goes. Because they make me sick to my stomach. How fucking stupid and ignorant they are. But yeah, dude, I don't even, what was the question? Oh, lactose intolerant people. Did you ask my thoughts on them? I'm not sure what the question. Advice. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe like don't eat lactose. Like that's like the best advice that I could give you. And I know everyone that's lactose intolerant is going to be like, I'm not going to stop eating fucking blocks of cheese. It's like, fucking, maybe you should, dude. Maybe you should. I don't know, man. And sometimes, and the lactose intolerant people that I know, they'll be like, yeah, I don't know why. They'll be like, I'm trying to put on weight at the gym or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, but I can't at all. And I'm like, oh, well, what do you eat? And they're like, well, every morning I, you know, have milk and cheese. And it's like, okay. And then they're like, and then I shit for the rest of the day. And it's like, well, maybe you're not gaining weight because all the food is coming out of your fucking asshole every day. Because you don't fucking listen to your body. Don't eat lactose. Just don't do it, man. I wouldn't be able to do it. I would be able to do it, actually. That's what I meant. Sorry. Opinions on hamsters, dude. That I have never heard someone. This is the craziest thing about hamsters. I've never heard someone be like, hold on, I'm trying to look this up on a Twitter right now. We're gonna go hamster death. That's what I wanted to see. I saw this. Oh my God, I can't find it. I gotta Google it. But anyways, opinions on hamsters, dude. This is what I want to say on hamsters. Yeah, they're fine. They're cool animal, whatever. I've never met someone who owned a hamster and has been like, oh yeah, I had a hamster for a couple years and then it died from old age. Not once has any hamster ever died from natural causes. They always die in some catastrophic fucking way. And I am now going to pull up a thread from Reddit of people saying how, what wild way that their hamster died. Here, wait, hold on, wait. What was it? What would it be called? Fucking, hold on. It would be called, like, what? Hamster death thread, right? Thread. People shared how their hamsters died. Oh, wait, I don't want to be on fucking some BuzzFeed. I want to be on Twitter. Yeah, Twitter gets wild, dude. Twitter gets wild. All right, please tell me how y'all hamsters died, because these bitches die from anything. Amazing. I popped a balloon and had a heart attack. That's not funny, dude, but it's hilarious. Can you imagine? You're in your room and you're like, happy birthday. And then it's like, oh shit, Snuffles is dead. You're like five and you're like, woo! And then you hear, and then your hamster's like, and then just fucking, they flatline right there. They're gone forever. That's terrible, dude. What a way to lose a fucking pet, man. That's horrible. It sneezed so hard it died. Oh, fuck, my laptop shut off again. You sneeze and die. Holy shit. Oh my God. Looks like fucking God had to tell him bless you that day. Oh my God. My mom vacuumed it by mistake. Holy fuck, dude. Can you? Oh my God, that's horrible. The hamster's just running around. Oh, what a fun day.
and you're just gone.
Oh my God. Mine drowned in the dog water bowl and just floated there. Holy shit. You're lucky your dog didn't start running around with it in the house like a chew toy. She always climbed up her cage until she broke her neck. Holy shit. He fell down the stairs in a hamster ball. Oh, that killed him? I'm surprised that even did. Parents left me alone, so I let my hamster free in my living room. Why did he run straight into the fireplace? The hamster got free and was like, I'm sick and tired of that fucking cage. I'm going to end it right now. And just jumped into the fucking fire. Oh, my God. Honestly, I think that says something a little bit about how you treated him. Maybe you kept him in that cage a little bit too much. And he was like, if I can't be free, then I might as well just fucking end it right now. And he dove directly into a fireplace. What a bad way to go, too. That's got to be, I don't know what the worst way to go would be. I feel like burning alive would be number one. Or no, buried alive is definitely number one. That is the worst fear possible, dude. That is like the worst scenario because you don't just die. You don't just like immediately die, you know. You got to endure severe pain. Whereas like burning alive, like it's going to suck for like a minute, but then you're dead. Okay, maybe more than a minute. It's going to suck. It's going to more than suck. It's going to be very, it's going to hurt a lot. It's going to hurt like a crucial amount. But yeah, I don't know, man. That is, let's look at a couple more of these hamster things. I said boo, and it passed away on the spot. Wow. Mine died in 3 days, and the lady at PetSmart told us it was wet tail, which means diarrhea, which means that he shat himself to death. Oh my God. Mine had a seizure when I was 5 and my little brother thought it was giving us a dance show. Mom, look at the hamster. He's breakdancing. Mom walks in. Oh, man. Oh, that's going to be... That's the last time he gets a little foot loose. That's for sure. That's the last time he ever steps on that dance floor because he's not waking up from that, man. Holy shit. These are horrible. Oh, my God. We're done with those. That is... Holy shit. Would you rather fight 100 regular-sized ducks or 5 horse-sized ducks? 100 regular-sized ducks or 5 horse-sized ducks? Probably 100 regular-sized ducks. Because if you think about it, like, yeah, there's a lot of them, and they could, you know, jump all on top of me or whatever. But I could just fucking, dude, like, one of them comes by, I'm just going to be going... I'm just going to be smacking them around you. Like, it doesn't take much to throw a duck off its course. But a duck the size of a horse, dude, 5 of them, I'm dying. Like, they're going to kill me. They're going to think that I'm a piece of bread in the water, and they're just going to fucking swallow me whole. I mean, think about a duck. Think about it the size of a horse. I feel like they're going to be able to swallow me whole. Just fucking... Just slurp me down their fucking throat, dude. Or maybe I tame them and then I become their master and then I ride one of them into the sunset. And now I have a flock with me of ducks to take over the world. That would be sick. Unfortunately, I don't think that would happen. 100 regular sized ducks, I would kick their fucking ass, dude. I mean, I would fucking, what's that Chinese dish that uses duck? I don't know, but that would have been a great joke right there. But I'm gonna take literally those 100 ducks after I'm done with them. I'm gonna take them to the nearest restaurant and get duck soup. I'm gonna make them into duck soup because there's gonna be none of them left. But a duck sized horse or horse sized duck, I'm fucked. I mean, there's no coming back from that. There's simply no coming back from that. I'm fucked, and it is what it is. And there's no coming back from that. So I would rather fight 5 horse-sized ducks. All right, last one here. This one's actually, I think this is one from, a few of these were from like a couple weeks ago that I never got to because sometimes I talk too much. I accidentally took out my best friend's parents' mailbox.
How to apologize? Great question. Sorry, this is a couple weeks late. I didn't see it until now because sometimes I look back at my photos and realize I missed a few. But if you still need to apologize for some reason, I'm going to help you out. First thing you should do is probably go back to driving school and figure out how to fucking drive, because did you not look? Did you not know that they had a mailbox? I mean, I'm just asking. I'm not being a dick, but maybe you shouldn't have a license, you know? Like, I'm not, once again, not being mean, but, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but your car actually has three mirrors, okay? There's one right in the middle and then two on the side so that you don't run into people's mailboxes. That's kind of why they put them there. If you didn't know they were there, now you know. So maybe use them, you know, so that you don't run into mailboxes. Also, what's even worse is I'm going to go ahead and hope that your car doesn't have a backup camera, because if it does, that's even more concerning, you know, because if you have a backup camera, you should have saw the giant mailbox that you directly ran into. But I'm going to go ahead and on a limb here and say that your car didn't have a backup camera, and I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Now, how do you apologize? Buy him a new mailbox, okay? And if you're like, Anthony, I don't have the money for a new mailbox, you shouldn't have ran over their fucking mailbox then. Maybe you should fucking slowly back up or slowly back in and fucking, you know? Or at the very least, go to a nearby suburb, wear a ski mask, okay? Go to like a rich area, okay? I mean, if you're rich, obviously you're not, you wouldn't be asking about, you would have the money to get them a new mailbox. So that's not the problem here. If you don't have the money for a new mailbox, here's what you do. Ski mask, rich neighborhood, 2 a.m., steal one. They got the money to buy another one. They're not going to be concerned with it. You scrape the numbers off, you write their numbers on in Sharpie, and you stick it back in their lawn, and you go, here's your fucking mailbox, figure it out. And that, my friends, is the podcast. First and foremost, go fucking rate review on Apple Podcast right now, or whenever you want, you know? Really helps out the podcast. Go rate and review it on Apple. Follow me on Instagram, AnthonyKaz_, and go grab yourself some merch. My merch, it's pretty swag. It's pretty swag. You might want to go check it out. Links in my Instagram bio. Go follow the podcast, Kicking In with Kaz on Instagram, to be involved with every freaking episode. And other than that, that's it, guys. That's the podcast. We're going to end every episode like we always do, with two claps and a Ric Flair. So can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Woo! See you next week, baby.